Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec Lecture, Learn English with News. It's Monday the 26th of February and today's news story is about a man who made over £1 million by doing something quite controversial. Before I tell you what he did, let's have a look at the keywords. So I have six words for you to listen out for in the news story. See if you can understand them based on the context. I'm just going to give you the words, no definitions, but at the end we will take a look at what the words mean and how I use them. So let's start with this noun. Well, it's two words, insider trading. What is insider trading? Okay, next, a verb, eavesdrop. Maybe you saw this in the title, E-A-V-E-S. D-R-O-P, eavesdrop. Next, another verb, overhear, overhear. And then we have a noun, takeover, takeover. And then another noun, share, S-H-A-R-E, share. And finally, a verb, leak, L-E-A-K. So those are the keywords. As I said, we'll come back to them all at the end. Okay, here is today's news story. We all had to get used to working from home during the pandemic, and that often meant sharing a desk with family members. And for particularly private and confidential conversations, you hope that your loved one is either not listening, not interested, or can be trusted. Unfortunately, not everyone can be trusted. A husband of a BP employee has been charged with insider trading following claims that he made nearly $2 million by eavesdropping on his wife's private conversations while working from home. The US Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, has alleged that Tyler Loudon made $1.76 million in illegal profits. The regulator say that Mr. Loudon overheard a confidential conversation about BP's takeover of Travel Centers of America and invested in shares in the company. The SEC said, "We allege that Mr. Loudon took advantage of his remote working conditions and his wife's trust to profit from information he knew was confidential." They added that Mr. Loudon purchased 46,450 shares of Travel Centers stock without telling his wife, before the deal was made public in February last year. Travel Center's share price then rose nearly 71%, and Mr. Loudon allegedly sold all of his newly bought shares for a profit. His wife was reportedly stunned by the allegations, and no evidence was found to suggest she knowingly leaked the information to her husband. However, BP nonetheless terminated her employment, according to the complaint. Mr. Loudon's wife moved out of the house and ceased all contact with him, and in June, she initiated divorce proceedings. If convicted, the man faces criminal charges and could face a prison sentence. And that's today's news story. Okay, so a very controversial story. Let's take a look back at the words I gave you at the start. The first word, insider trading. So he has been charged with insider trading. Well, that's the illegal practice of trading on the stock exchange to one's own advantage through having access to confidential information. Next, eavesdrop. So he made nearly $2 million by eavesdropping on his wife's private conversations. This means to listen in on somebody's conversation. We'll look at the next three words together. Overhear, takeover, and share. The regulator say that Mr. Loudon overheard a confidential conversation about BP's takeover of Travel Centers of America and invested in shares in the company. So to overhear means to hear without the intention of listening or without the knowledge of the speaker. So in this case, the speaker, his wife, did not realize that he was listening. So he overheard a confidential conversation about BP's takeover of Travel Centers of America. A takeover is an act of assuming control of something. And he invested in shares in the company. And a share is a piece of a company. And the last word, leak. There was nothing to suggest she knowingly leaked the information to her husband. To leak means to intentionally disclose something private. Okay, those are the key words. Hopefully, they are clear. But if you missed anything, maybe go back and listen a second time. See if you understand it better after a second listen. And remember that you can read the full transcript and test your understanding with the quiz by joining the Learn English with Ben fan club page. You can join by visiting patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. Have a great day, and I'll be back with another new story on Wednesday.